They had been climbing, it seemed, for hours. Up over the soft carpet of pine needles, through the tall cathedral trunks of the dark trees, dragging their little handcart of possessions behind them. The smell in the wood was sharp, resinous, intoxicating. All was quiet. They had not spoken for hours.
They had not spoken for hours.
But at last, the darkness ahead grew less dense. They could see strips of sky between the trees. Their steady pace quickened, and their hearts lifted. But as they approached the edge of the forest, they slowed again, seeming to hang back from the final revelation that awaited them beyond the ridge.
Oh, do go on, Val.
I don't know the next bit, Betty. I can never quite get myself out of that forest.